iHeart Communities, thank you so much for listening as we are proud to once again support Reads Across America, especially right here in Connecticut. This is an opportunity for you to remember the fallen and honor those who have served by laying a wreath at the headstone of a veteran, a remembrance wreath, I should say, on the graves of our country's fallen heroes. And to help us tell you all about the program here in Connecticut and how you can help, please welcome on the line one of our favorite guests, the Commissioner of the Department of Veteran Affairs, Commissioner Saadi. Thank you for being on our program, sir.
Thank you so much for hosting me, Renee.
So this year, once again, we need about 13,000 wreaths to lay at our headstones of our fallen heroes. Tell our audience about this and the significance and the meaning of this.
Well, the Wreaths Across America program has been going on for some years now, but it grows each year. And the whole process is to teach, honor, and remember. We teach people about what our fallen heroes and our living veterans have done. We honor their service and we remember them. The fallen, whether they fell on active duty, training, guard, or reserve, or years later once they came home. But the whole approach here is, again, never to forget our veterans, our fallen, and the fact that it is their service that allows us to all live in this wonderful, free, and democratic nation.
Absolutely, sir. And something that we do speak about every year and something I learned about, especially from you and our friends at the Patriot Guard Riders, is that these are done respectfully and with permission, and you never lay a wreath at a headstone of a family member that maybe wouldn't want it or doesn't believe in Christmas or follows a different religion. Could you talk a little bit about that and the dignity and the respect that you follow?
Well, absolutely. You know, our veterans and those who served in our military for the last 250 years are an incredibly diverse group of men and women. And in our state veterans cemetery in Middletown, we do have a consecrated Jewish veterans section, and we don't place wreaths there. And we also do not place wreaths at any of those headstones of different religions who don't follow or observe the Christmas holiday. Some family members do request it, but any ones who specifically don't want it, we mark those headstones so that when the volunteers are placing the wreaths, they do not place them at any headstones where they should not be.
Now, the wreath laying will take place this year on December 17th and at noon. This is done in conjunction and simultaneously with Arlington and other areas. Talk a little bit about that, Commissioner.
Absolutely. This is a simultaneous observance that happens across the region and the nation at noon on Saturday, the 17th of December. So we will have our ceremony both at the State Veterans Cemetery in Middletown and then at our smaller Veterans of Affairs Cemetery in Rocky Hill, known as Colonel Gates Cemetery, in conjunction at the same time as happening in Arlington and at hundreds and hundreds of cemeteries across our country, so that we can all, again, teach, honor, and remember our veterans.
Now, we do need an estimated 13,000 in that area. There have been many wreaths that have been donated so far, and I have a link up at mycommunityaccess.com that will get you to the link so that it could stay here in Connecticut. But, Commissioner, talk a little bit about why these donations are so important and actually what a percentage of them benefit here in the state.
Well, it's very important that when people who want to support the State Veterans Cemetery in Middletown and have their wreath sponsorship go there, utilize that link through your website or other organizations that designate the wreaths to go to Middletown. And any of the ones that are sponsored or purchased, however you term, whatever term you use, through that website that you have the link to, $5 will go to the Perpetual Care and Maintenance Fund for our cemetery in Middletown to help keep it, you know, well maintained, and so that we properly honor those who are interred in those hallowed grounds.
And so there is a cutoff point to get these wreaths because there's so much behind it, you know, getting them ordered, getting them, you know, bowed, and then getting them distributed to where they're going, not only here in Connecticut, but as you said, to hundreds and hundreds of locations. How long do people have to purchase and or sponsor a wreath to be laid at the gravestone of a Connecticut veteran?
Well, we hope that they'll order them as soon as possible, but no later than Wednesday, November 30th. So the time is short because there is a lot of prep to do. And we just really encourage people to do that, whether it's one wreath or a whole bunch of wreaths. So please sponsor them. Utilize the link that you're going to provide or you're providing so that the proceeds can go to support the perpetual care and maintenance of our state veteran cemetery.
And if you are listening right now and you're hearing Reads Across America and you happen to find yourself on that site, or you don't go to mycommunityaccess.com, Commissioner, they can still specify Connecticut, correct?
Yes, by going to the Reads Across America site and looking for that location, just make sure that when you are purchasing wreaths through whatever organization you're doing it, that they are going to the location, in this case, the Middletown State Veterans Cemetery, Middletown, of your choice.
But I do like going through your link. So if you go to mycommunityaccess.com, I've got you linked up with the Connecticut Patriot Guard Riders as well as the Department of Veterans Affairs so that we can earn those extra dollars that will go to the care and keeping those gravestones and the cemeteries in pristine condition for our heroes, our veterans. Another thing I quickly wanted to talk to you about, Commissioner, is the importance of saying the name of the veteran before laying the wreath. I did this when I volunteered. It is extremely emotional and extremely poignant, and something I think families should do to teach children about why people serve our country and why it's so important to remember and honor them.
Well, that is incredibly important. And we do ask every volunteer when they place a wreath to say that veteran's name. This way they are not forgotten. You know, I often say this, that when people pass, they suffer two deaths. One, when their last breath leaves their lungs and when their heart stops beating. But that second one is when they are forgotten. And this is what this ceremony is about: teaching, honoring, and remembrance, never forgetting those who serve. And saying that person's name keeps their memory alive.
Can you walk us through the day of December 17th and how that's going to work? And, of course, with the volunteers and how the wreaths will be laid and how they're sectioned off. Can you just give our audience a little insight as to all the work that goes behind that?
Well, there's a whole bunch of work that goes on behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. And the wreaths will arrive by truck about 2 days before. Patriot Guard Rider and a host of other veteran organizations and volunteers will assist DVA staff in pre-staging the wreaths within our state veterans cemetery. And then on that Saturday, December 17th, we're asking those who want to volunteer to place the wreaths to arrive early, a couple of hours before the noon ceremony. They can help to start placing wreaths, and then we'll have our ceremony at noon. And those wreaths that have not yet been placed, we'll complete those after the noon ceremony.
You can go to mycommunityaccess.com to get your wreath now to ensure that it is laid at a hero's headstone here in Connecticut. And also part of the proceeds will benefit keeping that cemetery, those cemeteries for our veterans in pristine condition, as it's the very least that we can do. And as we wrap our conversation up with Commissioner Saudi of the Department of Veterans Affairs, sir, I think this will be your last visit in 2022. Well, being that 2023 is only a few weeks away, is there anything in closing you would like to let our audience know? Recently, you were just on talking about mental health programs and benefits programs for our veterans and their families, and making them aware of some things that you are working on with the Veterans Affairs Department. In closing, any commentary on that?
Well, yes, absolutely. Just really want veterans to connect with our office if they have any questions about the PACT Act. There is a whole host of expanded benefits and services through the PACT Act for our veterans, and that if anyone has a question, they can contact my office at 860-616-3684 or visit our website, and we'll connect them with a veteran service officer to assist them. And then finally, really just to thank all our veterans in Connecticut, all our current service members, active duty, reserve, and National Guard for their service to our country, and so often for their service when they return home to the community, especially as advocates for their brother and sister veterans.
Well, I thank you for your time, Commissioner Saudi. I know you are off and running. You give speeches, you talk to schools, you talk to children, you talk to our veterans. You're oftentimes at press conferences and also working on incredible programs and benefits for our veterans here in Connecticut. So thank you for your time today. Thank you for Reads Across America here in Connecticut. Please visit mycommunityaccess.com to get more information on that. I wish you and your family a happy holiday season. And, sir, thank you for your service.
Renee, thank you so much.